Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Roger Jones. But before we bring him on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number one on your phone. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. Caller 6246, state your request.
Great morning. This is Brother McFall. Just calling in for prayers for the Green family. They have a death, and praying for their family that God is able to comfort them during this time frame. And just asking for prayers for myself and for my daughter, and have us be able to accept the decision making that's going on with her case, and be able to get past that, and just allow God to direct us. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other requests at this time? It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for our country. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God will bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I'm asking for your extra prayer on behalf of our ministers, as well as all of our motorists and travelers, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely, especially our truckers. Thank you. Now I ask you to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon the heart of Brother Jones to share with us on today. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We appreciate again for your tuning in. We're trusting and praying that all is well with you and yours. We are now in a section of the Sermon on the Mount, in chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, passage of scripture, sometime that is taken out of context, but we want to look at that section of scripture beginning. We're going to introduce it this morning and look at it further, Lord willing, and say the same on next Monday morning. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, the master teacher, the unique Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, stated these words. And Matthew, years later, penned them as he dipped his pen in the ink of inspiration. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. What a man does matters greatly to God. God expects men to be kind and to do good in the world, both through personal involvement and through giving generously and sacrificially. But there is something else that God expects, something of critical importance. God expects a man to have the right motive. Just why a man does good and shows kindness matters greatly to God. It matters so much that a person's eternal fate is determined by his motive. Because of this, Christ warns us and his readers in that day and time about the right and wrong motives. In this section of scripture, we find in verse number 1, Christ discussed alms, doing good, and giving. Verse 2, he looks at the wrong motive. verses 3 and 4, he looks at the right motive, and he gives the reason he is discussing this right and wrong motif. In verse number 1, there is the giving of alms, doing good and giving to others. The word alms means righteous acts, giving in order to meet the needs of the poor. To the Jew, giving alms and righteousness meant the same thing. Giving alms was the greatest thing a Jew could do. It was the first act of religion. It was considered to be the very embodiment of righteousness, so much so that the two words began to be used synonymously. Giving alms, as far as the Jew was concerned, merited and assured one of righteousness and salvation. Remember, Jesus discussed this in the early section, a portion of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 6. He said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." But notice that this passage says nothing concerning the matter that righteousness, our righteousness, merits or earns us salvation or our blessing it from God. Christ warns there is great danger in giving and doing alms. Take heed and guard yourself. Do not give for recognition or you will lose your reward. There are two important lessons in this verse. Number one, man must guard and be alert to the deception of giving and doing good before men. Jesus is saying a person's heart can be deceived. The sin creeps up on man. It is insidious and subtle. It will keep a person from receiving anything from God. Number two, a person must give alms and do good. It is a duty of the Christian to do good and to give alms. In this passage alone, Christ says 4 times, "Do alms." Now let's look at verse number 2, and let us see the motive. There is the wrong motive for doing good. Christ takes for granted that the believer gives and does good. What Christ strikes at is the motive of the human heart for giving and doing good. Number one, giving for recognition is the wrong motive for doing good. Recognition is said to be sought by blowing one's own horn in two places. Well, number one, in the synagogue before religious people and in the streets before the public. There are several wrong motives for giving and doing good. Number one, a person may give for recognition and prestige, to be praised by men during life and to be remembered by men in death. A person may desire the applause of men, their thanks and appreciation, honor, praise, esteem, and glory. Number two, a person may give for self-applause, self-satisfaction, self-admiration, to feel comfortable with what he has done, to see himself at his very best. He may wish to boost his ego and to glory in himself. On one occasion, Paul said, "I have nothing to glory of in and of myself, but I glory in the Lord." Number three, a person may give obligation to fulfill his sense of duty. And number four, a person may give to secure the recognition of God, to feel that God is pleased and favors him because he has done good. It is not always wrong to give alms when men see us. That cannot always be helped, but it is wrong to give alms just for men to see us. The point is not that a person should hold back from doing good, that he should guard against how he gives and does good. Listen to Jesus in Matthew chapter 23 and verse number 5. He said, But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments. Again, in Luke chapter 20, verse 46, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long rows and love greetings in the marketplace and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at the feast." Sounds like to me that Jesus is saying that these men are doing things to be seen of men, both in the religious world inside the synagogue and outside in the streets. They do good for the wrong motive. Giving for recognition is characteristic of hypocrites. Giving out of the wrong motive is hypocritical. The word hypocrite comes from the Greek word hypokritos, which means an actor who plays on a show, who plays a part on a stage, wears a mask, a fake picture, appearing to be something one is not. Jesus said, "It is sounding a trumpet before oneself," in Matthew 6, verse 2, blowing one's own horn for self-praise. Have you ever come in contact with folks in the church when they do something good for the church or do something good for someone, and perhaps something is mentioned about another kind deed that was done by somebody and their name was not mentioned, and how they get upset and sometimes will stop coming to church and will stop fellowshipping with the body of Christ, will stop speaking to the minister or the local evangelist or the leadership or membership? That's because they want to be seen of men and to seek self-praise. It is sounding a trumpet in the synagogue, blowing one's own horn in church and before the religious. It is seeking the praise of the religious. It is sounding a trumpet in the street, blowing one's own horn before the public, seeking the praise. This is what Jesus is warning against. Matthew chapter 23 and verse number 12, "Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." Listen again in John chapter 5 and verse number 44. "How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?" Proverbs 17, verse number 19. "He that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction." Proverbs 25, verse 27. "It is not good to eat much honey. So for men to search their own glory is not glory." And last but not least, Obadiah 4, verse 4, "Though thou exalted thyself as an eagle, and thou hast set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord." So let us make sure that we're not sounding our trumpet in the religious arena, among religious people to be seen of them, nor in the streets to be seen of the public. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, who art in heaven, it is once again that you have blessed us to see this marvelous day. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for a right frame of mind that we were able to get out of our beds, sleep and slumber, to prepare this word to those that are listening this morning. We trust and pray, Father, that you be with Brother McFaul and his daughter with their litigation of their case. We pray that you be with the Green family that has lost a loved one. Look into each situation individually and grant them the things that they stand in need of. Father, we pray for my family and the loss of Molly Mack, young lady in her early 40s, due to a massive heart attack, left 3 children. We pray, Father, that you would be with that family. Comfort us in the ways that we stand in need of. Be with every minister that participates in this program, everyone on the call, all the motorists that are traveling to and fro with goods. Enable them to have safe return home to their families. Continue to bless this program. Bless you throughout the remaining of this week. Help us to be safe during this pandemic. Bless our government. But we will know that you are still in control. even when man acts contrary to your will. We thank you for being so good to us, even when we haven't been kind to ourselves. And this will be enough. In your Son Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.